The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. So today, the grand finale in this series will be speaking on overcoming hindrances to positive changes. I'll take a quick message here this morning before we go into prayers again. Overcoming hindrances to positive changes. You must realize, as a matter of foundation, that God's desire for you every day is for things to change for you. We have established that in the course of the teachings. Every day, God wants things to get better for you. And indeed, they will get better in Jesus' name. And I can prove that from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 all through to verse 13. Can you open your Bibles with me? We'll be reading it one after the other until we get to verse 13. Can we have it on the screen? And then if you have your Bibles also, we read together all the way from verse 1 through to verse 13. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 all through to verse 13. Now let's read. 1, 2, go. And it shall come to pass diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his commandment which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee from thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruits of thy body, in the fruits of thy cattle, and in the fruits of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in the season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Verse 13, where we'll stop. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do his commandment. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. From this scripture, we can prove that God's intention on a permanent basis is your increase. Now, looking through that scripture, you will see that God has a definite intention for you. There is a definite reason why you were created. And it is that things might get better and better. You can see things like storehouses, good treasure, blessings on thee, lend unto nation, thou shalt not borrow. You can see blessings of different kind being unleashed as the will and the wish of God. That is his plan. My prayer for you is that that plan of God will come to pass speedily in your life and in your family. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. However, there are some hindrances. There are some things that can debar God or deter God from making this wish to come to pass. It is the wish of the vice chancellor of a university for a student to graduate, but there are some courses the student has to take. Hello? There are some courses the student have to take to qualify for the certificate. If he doesn't take those courses, she doesn't take, no matter how, even if he is the son of the VC or the daughter of the VC or the registrar, he doesn't qualify. Today we'll be looking at those things that we must do, some hurdles we must cross before we can taste, some things that hinders us And number one hindrance to positive changes is living a life of disobedience. Obedience is the number one thing that brings about positive changes. Every man or woman that lives in disobedience cannot taste positive changes. A life of disobedience will surely hinder changes. If you desire positive changes, obeying God must be a priority. In Job 36 verse 11, Job 36 verse 11, say, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey, if they obey, if they obey, if they obey, if they obey. So obedience is a sure way to get positive changes. Disobedience always results in shame. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 all through to verse 4, God speaking to Abraham. Abraham, God appeared to him and said, get thee out of thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Get thee, leave your father and your mother, unto, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And the Bible says, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And verse 4, and Abraham departed. That is what made us to still be referring to Abraham as our father today. That's what makes us to say that we are sons and daughters of Abraham. You remember that song we used to sing? Father Abraham has many sons. Many sons as Father Abraham, and I am one of them. And so, I mean, you didn't go to that kind of school again. I know you went there. Eh? Father Abraham, sons, many sons as Father Abraham, I am one of them. And so are you. So, let us pray to the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, turn around too. Okay. Eh? Sit down. Ah, no, that one. I'm at work now. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So your obedience qualifies you to be called a true son of Abraham. That is why a child that is disobedient to his father, the father will walk up to the child and say, I disown you. You are no more my son. Why? Because there is this cycle of disobedience. My prayer for you here today is that God will never disown you in Jesus' name. God speaking to Saul, he said, before now I promise you that you will be king. He said, when you were small in your own eyes, I promise you that you'll be great. He said, but now I change my mind. Say, because I gave you an instruction, but you disobeyed. God also speaking to Eli. Say, Eli, I promise you that forever your family will be priests. He said, but from now on, I changed my mind. I will look for somebody else because you saw the iniquity of your sons and you refused to see anything. Hopefully, and Phineas. All these stories are in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 2, chapter 3, also the other one in 1 Samuel chapter 15. You get there at 15, 16. When you get home, you can read it. What am I trying to say here this morning? Disobedience automatically makes things not to change for us. Every obedient child of God is somebody who will automatically experience it. For example, the disobedience of not being involved in tithing is a hindrance to prosperity. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 explains that to us very clearly, that we should bring all the tithe into the house. And the Lord said, and the Lord came. Malachi 3 verse 10. Thank you, Jesus. Can we have somebody who knows about the media on the media stand? Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that they may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven. So your tithing, your obedience to tithing, gives you access to the windows of heaven. And we pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough. Every tither always has more than enough. Everybody that is now a man or woman not having enough is a sign that that man or woman is not a tither. Every tither I know has more than enough. Your obedience to God's instruction qualifies you for the best of God. My prayer for you is that that grace for obedience comes for you in the name of Jesus. I said that grace for obedience comes afresh in the name of Jesus. That grace for obedience comes for you in the name of Jesus. Number two, hindrance to positive changes is called repeating of past mistake. Life is calculated for us to learn from. Every failure or challenge we experience in life is meant to be a lesson process. Everything that is happening to us in life now is a lesson. And you are meant to learn from that lesson. There's a saying, they say, those that don't learn from the past repeat the mistakes of the past. If you desire positive changes, you must be a person that learns from past experiences. You learn from everything you have seen in the scripture. Everything in the scripture is for our learning, is for us to learn and to understand. If you want things to change for you, don't be making the same mistake over and over again. When you were in secondary school, you cheated, and as a result of that, they made you to repeat. Now, God help you, you enter university, you are already tending towards cheating again. You had a relationship years back, and you slept with a guy, and immediately after you slept with him, it was like day and night. The guy just changed. And then the relationship broke. Then again, you are in another one, and it's tending towards that already, and you are still doing carry me the go. Repeating the same mistakes over and over again is a sign that you don't know what you are a lady. Your husband, you had a house girl, and your husband sneak into your house girl room. Entered, and you saw that something was happening or something was about to happen. You caught them or somehow, and then you drove the girl away. After 3 months, again you sent for your mother, send me another better person that is holy, maybe that person will come from heaven. And then you deposited her again with a big size in your house, and you travel to go and buy goose in Onitsha. You learn from your past mistakes, things cannot change positively. The same thing that you have made a mistake about before, you can't repeat the same mistake again. It's a sign of foolishness. Many Christians are repeating the same mistakes, and you did jump, and you did not read very well. You did not do last 7 years, 10 years past question, and jam you. In fact, you just managed to score over 100. Maybe about 101 or 100 or thereabout. Now, you want to retake jump. And most of your reading time is on the phone. Hello? How are you? What's up? Hi there. Are you reading? Now, the first time, jam you. The second time, jump go crash you. Because jump has shown you lesson before. This is a laughing matter, at the same time it's a serious matter. Hello? It's a laughing matter, but at the same time it's a serious matter. If your desire is for things to change for you and get better, according to Proverbs 4 verse 18, for the path of the just is like a shining light, and it's shining more and more until the perfect day. Learn from the past. Everything around you is teaching you a lesson. Everything. If your parents are fighting, my fault here, what do you mean? That your mother go and carry mortar, I will break your head today. He's teaching you a lesson. Yoruba will say, the death that is killing one's neighbor is giving one a proverb. How many of us know that proverb? What that thing I just said now in Yoruba? The death that is killing one's neighbor, it is telling you a proverb. He's telling you a proverb. Something you are seeing is telling you everything in life is a lesson. Everything that comes to you is a lesson. You must learn from it. When I see somebody that is over speeding, eventually the person crashes, it is a lesson. It's a lesson. Everything around you is teaching you something. That's why your eyes must be open to see. It's not everybody whose eyes are open that are seeing. Saw one of your friends, very sharp boy when you were in primary school, very sharp when you were in secondary school. When he entered university, he started licking codeine, and then he added a little banja wee wee, and then all of a sudden his brain turned upside down. Then you must know that kind of person has problem. You know, when somebody is a drunkard, it's a lesson. If your desire is to see things change for you, learn from everything you see. Learn from everything you read, so that things can change for the better. There's somebody here today. Things must change for the better for you today. The same mistakes others have made, you will never make such mistakes in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You know, I don't have more time to watch films like I used to in those days, especially when I was not married. And I did not have my wife to look at as a film. You know, I had a lot of time to watch film and all that then. But these days, my schedule is so... I don't watch film for the purpose of watching film for relaxation. I watch film to learn a lesson. When I'm seeing an action film, I watch out the boss. Isn't there? Some people, they call them boss. This is the boss. I try to see, how does boss behave? When I see people making mistakes, I say, oh, these are... Because all these things, you must put them together in bits and pieces to be able to form the lessons of life. Number three major hindrance to positive changes is called a life of laziness. Laziness. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 5, says, the fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. A foolish man will fold his hand together, and then he eats his own. That is a permanent, perpetual lazy person. Laziness is a call to stagnation. Laziness is a call to failure. Waking up every morning and folding your hand and doing nothing is a call to hunger. Bible says in Proverbs 22 verse 29, see thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand. You will stand this year. I say you will stand this year. I say you will stand this year. You will stand this year. Proverbs 22 29, see thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings and not before men or ordinary men. This year you will stand. I can't hear your amen. 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 You see, let me tell you something. When we appear here, we don't just appear here ordinary. There are periods of preparation before we appear. So words we say are backed by, believe it or not. So it's not just coming here. When we appear on this altar, and I'm not only myself, all the leaders, we have been trained as such. It's a new day for you today. It's a new day for you today. Hard work does not kill. Nothing will change without hard work. Look at God himself in Genesis chapter 1. There was no positive. Everything was negative. In Genesis chapter 1, all through from verse 1, God began to walk. That was saying, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form. And the earth was void. That's verse 2 now. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was, everything was dark. And then God went to walk. And God began to walk. He began to say, like he's praying and walking at the same time. He was praying, he was walking. He was praying and he was walking. He was praying, he was walking. Everything dries up if one is not walking. If you have two hands and you use one all the time, maybe you are a lefty and you use left to eat, left to right, and you don't use the right, after some time, that right hand will begin to dry up. If you are living in a house and you suddenly pack out from that house, you abandon that house. If you come back to that house after a long time, the walls of the house would have cracked. The house will look so dirty. Why? There's no echo. There's no work. The house is not working. People are not doing things inside the house. It is the same thing with your body. It is the same thing with your life. You must be active for things to change. I can't imagine you thinking of retirement at 30, 45, 50. Retirement. For what reason? For what reason? At less than 50, they are calling you papa, 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 papa for what? Relax. Get yourself engaged in work. Get yourself to work like never before so that you can have work. Things can change. Pray for somebody here today. The baptism of the spirit of hard work comes upon you this morning in Jesus' name. I say it comes upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. It comes for you this morning in Jesus' name. Nothing works except you are walking. The world was without form and void until God began to walk on it. So it means that nothing, everything. I was telling some people, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, and every one of us were born naked. Anything you want to see for your life, you have to work it out. We are born the same, every one of us, but there's nobody born with a silver spoon. And if you think that, okay, some people are lucky, how many sons of rich men are rich today? How many sons of people, or people that had companies, big companies, created their own companies today? What does that tell you? Your father's wealth cannot be depending on. In my place, they say the person that is waiting for his father's wealth has left himself to problem, to evil. Somebody that put his eye on his father's wealth. If my father dies today, now all I need to do is to do the proper thing. There's nothing he has that I want to envy till forever. He gives me, I don't need it. I saw it as a seed. But like, people are praying, oh God, why is this man living so long? When is this father going to die? This car. The day my father died, immediately I must move this car out of this compound. It is a sign of yeshiousness and stupidity. And if you pray that your father should die on time, you yourself, your children will do worse for you. So walk with your own hands. Walk with your own hands. There's a scripture that says we should walk that we might have something to give. We should walk which I might have something to give. So that people will not slander our God. New grace to stand in your own assignment and to bring out profit from it. Receive that grace this morning. And can I shock you? Walk is not about something big. It's about the activity. It's not you can be doing anything. A as long as the blessing of the Lord, that scripture, Proverbs 10 verse 22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. It is the blessing of the Lord on that something small that makes it to spread. I see that small shop you are running become a mega supermarket very soon. I see that small office where you go every day, I see you making it from there in the name of Jesus. I see you making it from there in the name of Jesus. I see you making it from there in the name of Jesus. Nobody can be blessed from his bedroom. Have you ever seen anybody come and give testimony? I was in my bedroom when I constructed a big company. In your bedroom. Because if you are in your bedroom, you are either snoring, playing, maybe watching TV if you have one there, or just having some fun under your duvet. Just having some fun. Just having, just wasting life. Every day, you get up. And you are up to your work. If you really want a positive change, if you really want a positive change, get up, get up. And I can't imagine, the pastor of our Lagos church was telling me on Friday night after the vigil that somebody in our Lagos church came to him, I think last week or so, whose wife had baby, and said, pastor, my wife has finally delivered. I have 5,000 and the bill is 30,000. He said, he now asked the person, okay, what do you now want me to do then? So I should now, I'll be the one that will give you 12. Didn't you have 9 months? Maybe when you were doing the thing, maybe you knew that this thing can result in pregnancy. And then when the wife now became pregnant eventually, maybe you have 7 months notice. At least 7 months notice is a long time. 9 months notice. You have 9 months notice. 9 months. You have 9 months to prepare. 9 months. At least on the day your wife gets pregnant, maybe after 1 month or so, you know you have enough time. Even if you go have to go to, even you have to go to Lagos Underbridge to carry something, you carry it, which is the price you paid for your, for the time you had. Number four, hindrance to positive changes. Number four is lack of value for knowledge. When a man or woman does not value knowledge, things cannot change. Knowledge, there's a general saying, they say knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. The more knowledgeable you are, the more things can change for you. There are some people, they hate knowledge. According to Proverbs 1 verse 28 to 29, then shall they call upon me and I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of God. So if you really desire a change of story, one of the things you must pursue every day of your life is knowledge. In Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you want things to change, pursue knowledge in your area. Pursue knowledge. Seek for knowledge. Don't operate under past knowledge. Look for relevant. Hello. Do you know that life is like something like schooling? There is change of syllabus from time to time. What you can do then that will make you to progress, it might not make you to progress. So seek relevant knowledge. Look for cogent knowledge that can make things to change for you. What I did when I was in Remedias now, if the Remedias students of nowadays now, if they do it, the course content might have changed. I'm sure what they are studying in accounting now for Remedias is even what I studied when I did my own. If they are studying Remedias in accounting in university here. What am I trying to say? Seek depth of knowledge. Don't operate under past knowledge. A woman, you are in the house, your husband is always slapping you. Wah. You should sit down. According to Proverbs 18, verse 1, true desire. A man having sat down, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. You sit down and say, why does this man slap me all the time? What do I normally say that provoke him? Proverbs 18, verse 1. What do I normally say that provoke this man? What do I normally say that provoke? Why will a man be slapping his lover? Something must be wrong. That's knowledge. You sit down. Nobody spoke to you. You just sit down. Why is my husband not always happy with me? Anytime he sees me, he will, if he's smiling with other people, immediately I come in with Paul.
There must be a reason. He is thinking of something. Find out what it is.
Then you remove that issue.
You will see that he can phone you. He can phone you 50 times a day before he comes out from work.
Why? Because you have applied knowledge.
What food does my husband like?
That's what you should be preparing. Not that you say for my own village, my mother normally prepares CAU for my father. What your own father like? Your own husband might not like it. Maybe your father like goat meat. Your husband is now a knowledgeable person. He doesn't want too much fat. Then you reduce your own CAU to once in 3 months or once in 6 months and cook what the effort that he said he wants. Knowledge. Someone say knowledge.
Knowledge.
Until one is knowledgeable, things can change. The seeking of knowledge brings about the birth of changes. The seeking of knowledge brings about the birth of changes. And somebody here today, things must change for you for the better. I said things must change for you for the better. And this knowledge a lot of times comes from books. Books. 1 Timothy 4 verse 13. It's important for you to read. Till I come, give attendance to reading. Give attendance to reading. Till I come, keep reading. Keep reading. I said it during the marriage program. If you are married and you are not reading marriage books regularly, you can run into a stumbling block. If you are married, you should be having married books being read all the time. If you are in business, you read books all the time. You are in ministry, you read books all the time. You are a student, forget it. You should be a bookworm practically. Reading all the time. Reading relevant scriptures and relevant things that can make you a better person. It's a new day for you today. I say it's a new day for you today. New grace to learn, receive it today. Number 5, major hindrance to positive changes is called a life without focus and vision. A life that has no focus and vision. Anyone who lives without focus cannot assess positive changes. Anyone that lacks concentration will definitely lack acceleration. When you don't have concentration, you are traveling in the car, you are not facing the front. All you are doing is looking at the side or looking at the back. You can't accelerate. When you are focused, things will change. Many are too focused on, they want to be too many things at the same time. He wants to be a pastor, he wants to be an importer, he wants to be an exporter, he wants to be into fishery, he wants to be into road construction, he wants to be selling cars, he wants to be everything, you know, anything that is raining, that's what you want to do. You can't do that. If you really want positive changes, be focused so that you will not become a locust. Be focused. When there is no priority, there can be no prosperity. Until there is priority, there is nothing like prosperity. Prosperity will come for you from a particular area, if not from all areas. So your priority, your focus is what makes God to push prosperity to you. Stretch your hands here. I speak to somebody here this morning. In that your area of focus, in that your area of priority, God will push prosperity to you.
Amen.
I can hear your amen.
Amen.
I say God will push prosperity to you. When we are focused, we access power for positive changes. Until we are focused, we can't access power for positive changes. And number 6, hindrance to positive changes is enemy hindrances. Open your Bibles with me to Matthew 13 from verse 24 all through to 28. Matthew chapter 13. And the Bible says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed a good seed in his field. But while men slept, someone say, while men slept. That's why it's not good to be oversleeping or sleeping all the time. Many of you that were not here on Friday night, I spoke a little bit about that. While we are sleeping, either physically or spiritually, a lot of things go wrong. Say, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. He planted a good vineyard and then he slept off. Then the enemy tiptoed and planted tares like poison inside his food, inside his field. It sowed tares. The enemy is a major hindrance to anything called positive changes. In 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 16, verse 9 or thereabout, say, for a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. A great door effectual, a great door effectual, a great door effectual is open unto me, but there is a great door of greatness open to me, but enemy say, no, you won't enter that door. There is no human being in this life that doesn't have enemies. Only mad people that doesn't have enemies. So as you are seated here majestically looking so beautiful and radiant, so people are looking at you that, we will wait and see. We will wait and see how you will make it. We will wait and see how you will do it. Somebody was telling me yesterday that he was going to greet somebody, not a member of this church, that a couple got married last weekend. And they were traveling last week Thursday to a particular place, and the two of them had accident. Twah! And they are in my church now. The two of them. Okay, they didn't have accident when they were young, when they were in secondary school, primary school, or university, or when they were preparing for it. It was after the wedding, just 3-4 days after the wedding. The adversary did not want the change of their life to be permanent. And I speak to somebody here this morning. Anybody pretending to be a friend but is an enemy against your destiny, that enemy is silenced today in the name of Jesus. That enemy is silenced today in the name of Jesus. Every adversary against your progress, anyone that is hiding to make you suffer, anybody that is hiding to make you suffer, I declare that the Holy Ghost fire pour upon them today. Fire pour upon them today. The fire of God scatter them today. The fire of God scatter them today. Any demonic gathering, any gathering of powers of darkness and powers of the pit of hell, anybody that says that you will never make it, any man or woman born, or any man or woman born of another woman, I decree today that is shooting arrows at your family, God will silence them today in the name of Jesus. God will silence them today in the name of Jesus. That Pharaoh in your destiny, that Pharaoh in your life, that Goliath over your life, that Goliath, the head is cut off today in the name of Jesus. It is cut off today in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute. So, enemies and adversaries are hindrances. And that's why as we begin to pray this morning, every balance of enemy that has said that they will pursue you to the month of May, they must rest in pieces today in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.